Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP, and I'm here tonight in the Love Zone with my diva, La Prola Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing, diva?
Oh, I am wonderful. Wonderful. I'm in a very, very good mood tonight. I'm going to be in a better mood tomorrow.
I know.
Yes,
Before we get started,
yes.
I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear diva. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, diva. Look, you're doing me early. You're doing me really early. So when midnight strikes, I'll be in the bed, right?
Yes,
you know me well.
Yes.
Thank you
so
much.
I wish you
diva.
many more.
Anyway, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And diva, I got almost all mine on tonight. You got yours on?
Oh, I keep my Raw Links on. Yes, yes. Not all of them.
Right.
Too many to wear, but I keep one on. Send the two on. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. Shout out to our illustrious CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there is no epiphany. All right. So, diva, tonight.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as touchy of a topic as I thought, but it could be. So do you think closure is overrated or not? Or do you think you need it, or are you just going to leave it alone?
It's definitely, to me, and I say it in my piece, I don't think it exists. It's either you go back to that hurt place or that place where you guys just separated, regardless of whether you had a talk or not, and you can open that old wound. In order to get closure, both parties have to be in agreement with it. It has to be some kind of medium there where you both can talk something out, because if you go back there, there's no guarantee that your ex is going to be there for you. You can
Absolutely.
Go back as far as you want, you know, but that doesn't mean that they have to be there and talk with you or give you the attention that you're seeking or the answer. So I don't really believe in this closure thing. You can either go back and try to find out what it is that you're missing or not. You can keep going further. And my thing is, the sun is in your face. Go forward. Go forward. That's all.
Absolutely.
Just keep going forward, man. Because you go backwards, you know, you don't want to be there. Why do you want to go back to a place of pain at all? I mean,
go ahead, dude.
Honestly, we never truly healed from everything, you know. It's always going to be a place of some kind of trauma or hurt. But what you do is you just accept the fact that, shit happened, and it has happened. You can't change it once it's taken place. And just keep it moving.
Sure.
Don't keep revisiting that old space. Those are ruins. Let them be what they are. That's just
right.
How I feel about
it. I agree.
Okay.
What
about you?
My thing is, you know, at first, if I had a relationship that's gone wrong and it's over, which I had, the first thought is, why? What the heck? But I may not want to hear the answer to that. So normally what I do, I just grieve the relationship and I let it go. Because there's no use in me asking, because I don't think it's going to change things. And you can't make anybody come on back, you know what I'm saying? Or even make them tell you why they did what they did. So, you know me, I just walk away. So they say closure is very, very, very overrated. And it's probably because so many people seek it. Most people, through my experiences, have sought it and got even more hurt than they were breaking up. So,
I
always say,
leave the past behind you.
Absolutely. Hey, look, don't you ask that question unless you really want to know the answer. And more often than not,
I don't want to know. Honestly, if whatever happened, I don't want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
I come to my own conclusion, and I don't let it affect me in my future endeavors or relationships. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. I know what I will do and what I won't do. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what helps
me
stay open. You know, I'm a little guarded. I'm a little guarded, I gotta admit, but you can't blame me for the crap that I've been through, you know, but it doesn't mean that I am not, I'll leave the door cracked. I'll leave the window cracked just for a little bit, you know.
I hear that. Oh, Diva, what you got, as you say, delicious for us to hear tonight?
Oh, this is fresh ink. I almost forgot that we were doing a show tonight, and I had to hurry up and write something. So I hope you guys like it. It's called Sky Dance.
The mic is yours, Diva.
Thank you. We are will always be my favorite part of poetry, because it's amazing how poetry can make a heartbreak sound beautiful. Sad how the one you make the best memories with becomes just a memory. Even if I was lost on the darkest nights amongst the brightest stars in the heavens, your heart would still shine through and lead me home. I was so enamored with you, so love was never a problem. Sometimes we could talk for hours without uttering a single word because our eyes spoke their own language. But when we lost sight of what we meant to each other, what we really were, conversations just ended. And there's a story to be told behind my eyes, but I'm not ready for it to be read. So my soul is dancing with its reflection for now because I won't allow anyone to look that deep into them again just yet. It left me with too many unanswered reasons why we are. If no more, it shall remain an unmended wound. If all you do is roam around in my mind without touch. They say it's because I need closure, but I don't think it exists. Just dreams echoing clarity of an amended soul. So as much as I want to revisit that place, I refuse. Because I know that I won't find us there. But we are, will always be my favorite part of poetry. That's it.
Diva, that was so dope. Because I can see, you know, like as I mentioned before in our discussion, that, you know, you could see things in your poetry and it seems like you just want to pick up the phone, but it's like, no, because you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, that was beautiful.
Diva, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to? You know what? First, before we get into your piece, can you tell the people, okay, we're in the love zone, but are we on?
Ah, oh my goodness, my mistake. Okay, this is the For Real Entertainment Network. The call-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 to participate because we want you to chime on in with us tonight. So, there you go, Diva.
Yes, this is East Hickory
Radio. Kind of excited for tomorrow. Yes.
I bet you are.
It's untitled because I just finished it a couple hours ago.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I tried reaching for the sky for the last time. No expectations. I was only dreaming of what was, could be, will be. I couldn't change what was, couldn't speak on today, nor could I predict, so I decided come what may. I really liked you, so I put all my hopes and dreams in you, hoping you'd see something in me that would make you want me enough to get here, no matter the day or time, to get to know the heart of me, to know my intuition didn't fail me, that you could be the you for me, but you never came. You seldom reach out. Do you still know my name? I hate the fact my heart beats faster when I check my inbox and you're in it. Then I'm instantly let down because I know it's bullshit. Silly man, tricks are for boys. Real men say what they feel. Don't leave me hanging on a cloud, waiting for you to come around, because when the rain ends, this land will be dry. My heart will be healed, no longer needing to cry. I still hate writing about you, hate that hope is still in my heart for that love someday. The one who wants me will see about me, talk on the phone, not constantly, but daily, because he knows texting is impersonal and makes me feel alone. In a real sense, I want closure. I would like to talk. Yet, I don't because it's not me this time. It's you by your vague admission. And I won't stay in any position that isn't mine. And that's that peace.
Wow. You don't play no games. You don't pull no punches. Don't play no games. You said tricks are for what, little boy?
I said silly man games are for boys.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Nice. Very, very nice, Eva. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, Diva, we had our say, and shall we open up the mic?
Yes, we shall. Yes, we shall.
All right. First on the mic is King Atterbury. What's going on, King? How you doing tonight?
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, hey, what's up,
good,
King?
Good, I'm good over here, contemplating my thoughts.
Okay. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with
right.
that.
Mm. That don't cool.
So, can you what do you think about? Yeah. What do you think about tonight's topic? Do you want closure or not? Do you think it's overrated?
No, I don't think it's overrated. Everyone needs closure. You know what I mean? It's all the way how you throw it out there in the air to make yourself feel better and just to move forward in life. Anything, everything that you're doing. Sometimes you just have to say goodbye. Instead of giving love a try, you guys. Adios. No. I'm going to speak natural on y'all still. I've been in hood mode all day, so.
You've been in what? Hood mode, you think?
Yeah, I've been in hood mode all day. You know what I'm saying? I've just been, walking down a different street. Right? So,
Okay.
But that's the only way you can move forward. You know what I mean? Just got to say goodbye to that old energy.
Absolutely.
Just release it. Get that out, really, really get that out of your system. You know? That's what it is.
Like
the peace tonight.
Right. Absolutely. I agree. I don't even want to go back there. I really don't. Because I might do something, and I got something to live for. I got something to lose. So I don't want to go back there. I don't. It's not back there, but bad attitudes, different attitudes, and child, please.
It works though. I mean, take you out of character, have you in a situation. They walk around all happy go lucky and shit while you still in the mood. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Your thoughts and shit. Face all squinched up. They out there enjoying life. Like, that's our problem. His problem.
It's just gotta be better. And just be like, yo, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, this is hell.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, King, what you got for us to listen to tonight?
The song tonight is called Red Flag.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
What appeared to be the most beautiful and wonderful turned out to be a scandal that my heart couldn't handle. So much disappointment at the end of what we had. Happy times became bad, causing moments that were sad. When others mind your business, there's a lot of second guessing. Communication questions while opportunists heckle. What was supposed to be times of joy built off a bond. The mental harm dissolved the charm, creating storms. Learned to love the love, but couldn't see the grudge. The sands of fate turned to mud, and the kiss turned into a hug. Eyes rolled up while facing each other's back. Excusing the true facts that a marriage became an act. Real play inside a home with the theater. Curtains drawn, performance on. How do one face a mirror? Clarity and wisdom came down from the sky, answering the who and why, living inside of a lie. Sometimes let it fly and hope it never do return. Just let it burn in the morn and place it all in the urn. Walk away instead of staying. Lean on faith by praying. New hope is always waiting with a brand new occasion.
Wow.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right.
Raymond, now you know, the line for me was, excusing the true facts that a marriage became an act, real play inside a home which resembled a theater. Wow.
Real shit, you know what I mean?
Good.
I had to dig in and touch it, put up the book and pull it out, you know what I mean? But
absolutely,
that's exactly what it be. You don't see the actor or act, you know what I mean? The performance is on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to, and you have to keep pushing forward, like you said. You know, don't go backwards. So that's dope.
You can't
move
the fuck home. That's
the
thing. Okay.
Well,
that's right.
Right. So, King, before we let you go, what do you got going on in the world of Epiphany?
Well, the Epiphany, we have Monday night with me and Queen Simmons, King and Queen's Quarters at 9 o'clock. Be there or beware.
Oh,
okay. also on Tuesdays, it's Poetry Corner at 8 o'clock, YouTube and Facebook with me and Queen Simmons. So come through, check us out, and have a good time.
That's
all right.
Time.
That's
all
right. Well, King, thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate
you.
So now it's time to be ushered into the love lounge, and your favorite libation is there. And, you know, listen, Kalinda is back in the house, all right? And we're not going to have any more substitutes, hopefully, and there won't be any problems, hopefully. Because
cool.
I heard it, I heard it through the grapevine that there was some shenanigans possibly popping off. So we're not gonna have that.
I just want to have a drink and chill and mind my own business. So
there you go. All right, King. One love, one mic.
One
love,
love
one mic.
Well, Diva, how about a song?
All right, I got you. One second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go back in the studio because I left out for a second, but I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
Looking out my window, the nights are long and my days are cold, cause I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go. Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need in the morning. Thought I saw you pass me. A rear view mirror's playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, cause my loneliness got the best of me, and my heart's so weak. Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. So, Diva, we have next on the mic, Automatic Charismatic.
I'm fine.
Hey, Auto, how you doing? Auto, are you muted? Okay. We'll come back to him, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's next?
Next. Right. Next on the mic is the Queen, Queen Simmons, one half of Kings and Queens Quarters. Hey, Diva. How are you tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Evening, ladies. How are you? I'm doing okay.
Good evening, Diva. Good to hear from here. What's going on?
Just enjoying the vibes you guys got it going on. That's one of my favorite songs you just played.
Okay.
I'm in my car singing along.
Okay, yeah. I'm a fan. That's one of those timeless hits, you know.
Right.
It don't matter
right.
when you play it, it's still good.
Yes, and take you back to a time and place. That's so true.
Yes, it does.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
Well, Queen, my diva has a question for you.
Okay. So we want to know closure. Do you feel as though it's necessary or I don't forgot the whole question, but or do you feel like you should just need to let it go and just go on about your life?
Yeah, I think that the closure that you find is going to have to be within yourself a lot of times, because sometimes you're going back to, that's like going back to a dirty bathtub to wash up in, you know. You're not going to get clean in the same place that got you dirty. It's usually not going to happen that way. Sometimes you have to find that closure within yourself. You find peace in your part in that relationship. Like, what about me made me, like, you play me like that kind of thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That closure that I think that you can find is within yourself, to feel like, what is it about me that has crafted and allowed this situation that didn't serve me to remain in my life? And that's where the closure belongs. Because other than that, especially as women, we can be so forgiven that we go looking for closure and we find another thing about that person that we want to try to fix or to pour into, when all actuality is like something just end, and you got to let them end to find the closure on your own, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't want to go backwards, you know.
Right. Exactly. Can't go back in the trash looking for a meal. That's why you threw it away in the first place.
There you go. It's a reason why you left it.
Yes.
That's right. It's a reason why you walked away from it, why you left it there, man.
Exactly. Going back for closure sometimes is just poking a bear. It's going back to find an open where you know where this closure is, like saying that you're closing a door that's already been closed for the most part. Unless you're looking to reexamine some part of it, got to let them go.
Absolutely. I learned that the hard way, because I was in a relationship a long time ago where I kept going back because they made it so easy for me to come back. But each time I kept getting hurt. I couldn't see, you know, that it wasn't good for me until it just wasn't. I was like, no. And to this day, they still come back and say, hey, what's up? And I just look and be like, how did you even find me? Did I gain some weight or something? I mean, don't I have gray hair and all this stuff? What do you want? What is it? What are you looking for? Can I help you?
Right. Let me introduce you to the new me, because the me that you knew is no longer here. Let's reintroduce ourselves.
girl. And I'm like, you ain't gonna like this version of me. I promise you won't. Okay. I ain't as sweet as I used to be. I'm trying to tell you. And I talk back now too. I'm very combative. You ain't gonna like me. I'm trying to tell you. I might even pop you in your head with something when you come at me. So why don't you just stay over there? Okay. That's what we need
exactly.
to say here.
Exactly.
Stay over there. Yes. Now, listen, y'all. I am not a violent person. I'm just saying this particular guy took me through a lot of changes, and it would call for a defense mechanism, self-defense mechanisms to deal with him. So I ain't going back there. Craziness.
I totally feel that way, and I think the situation I find myself now is like you want to keep finding an end, a close. You're trying to find closure in a situation, and all I do is find myself with more reasons, the door open that God keeps telling you, like, listen, I keep slamming this door in your face.
Yep.
Keep going back to it, looking for closure.
Yep.
It was closed. It's closed.
Yeah, leave it alone. Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes I wish he would just yank
it. That's what it is. You're picking at the scab. Yeah.
You are. It's like taking a scalpel and cutting open that wound, that scar.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Mm-hmm. It'll
never heal.
It makes no sense.
As long as you keep picking at it, it'll never heal.
Child, it don't make no sense. I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
That's
yes,
a good
indeed.
Analogy. Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Wayne Simmons, what have you had for us to listen to tonight?
On the subject, I have one of my the old poem that I wrote that is one of my favorites.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Okay. This is one of my old favorites. It's called Bit of Bitch Therapy. This bitter bitch is tired of sitting idly by in silence while you run around town with your new girl now. You're flossing like ungrateful tyrants. You call us bitter and call us bitches. It seems convenient timing because when we held you down and propped up your crown, you claimed we were putting our time in. We were cheated on and beated on while you grew from boys to men, and now she's just that crazy chick, and you're singing we can't be friends. Okay, well, I have a memo, a newfound credo. I'll call it a bit of bitch bulletin. It's time we start to look within. Watch your face until you smile again. Understand that this is not the end. You were once a promise to yourself before you gave yourself to him. You gave him things that you shouldn't have until you got sick of it. You finally gave up. Now you're both fed up. Got you running around spewing bitter shit. Running around town giving undeserving men something he can feel. A foolish plight because you're treating your heart like it don't deserve to heal. And that's real. You're treating yourself like you don't deserve to heal. Repeating a cycle, head in the fan, don't know whether to cry or to swoon because your respect is in the basement and your toes are aiming for the moon. Quit banking on some swerve at the hip. Know that looks are all but borrowed. Check how the cipher goes. They'll be calling you a bad bitch today and a bitter bitch tomorrow. So to his boys, I'm not your sister. And to his girl, I'm not your threat. Instead of joining Team Bitter Bitch, you best see where his head is at. Making promises and losing your identity, throwing yourself on the blade of a toxic relationship, becoming your own worst enemy, accidentally catching yourself in the mirror, face screwed up in the scowl because that wasn't happy and this isn't safe, so you're wondering what to do now. They call you bitter bitch, a vapid witch you've been demonized and fondled with, but that's not even the tragic bit. The tragedy isn't accepting it. You weren't meant to be amiable. You taught him how to check his ego, placed a priority on fostering his dreams, even if it meant letting yours go. Built a dynasty crying blood, you see, with an arch back on all fours. You're a masterful architect of men. Now it's time to build on yours. Quit sitting back bitter talking shit about how you gave him too much. Stop treating the past like it was your last. That was a rough draft. Now for the final cut. Get off your knees, bucking for love. You're not a beggar in the least. Pull out of that self-pity bit and embrace your inner beast. She's neither bitter nor a bitch. She's a force for them to reckon with. Instead of being his worst mistake, be the woman he was born to miss. And that's that piece.
Oh.
Last line. I love
Killer.
That Thank you.
This is the first. This is the second time I'm hearing this, and I'm still intrigued with it. That's the right word. I'm like, from the very first line to the last, it's like, yeah. Because you know what? That is what they do. We get labeled as bitter, angry, you know, vengeful. And it's not as you just leave us the fuck alone.
Right.
You wouldn't get that side of us because we're not being like that, but you have a tendency to bring it out. That's for sure.
Okay.
Everybody plays a part in what takes place. Everybody.
And everybody has some responsibility to it. But I think the main thing about when I wrote that I was feeling is like, I'm not going to let you label me. I'm going to understand it. That I had a value in your life before you made it to a point where you try to label me this crazy, bitter person for going through all these changes with you. So let me show you what it looks like when I do that without you. Let me show you what that looks like.
Exactly.
That's the best part. Exactly. Living it could be its own, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You are so right. I'm trying to tell you. I think we've all been there. And it's not that we are bitter. It isn't a bitter thing. It's just you've got a patience in your mind.
Right.
It's get filled after a while. There's no more room. You can't fit no more bullshit in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's no space for it.
You get resentful and you start trying to pour from an empty cup into a person that doesn't deserve it. And it's resentment. It's not bitterness. I don't think it's bitterness. It's just I'm tired of it.
Come on.
When you get tired, then you bitter or
come
crazy.
On.
No, no. No, sir.
Yeah. You get a bad taste in your mouth for that particular individual, and it's not. Bitterness is something different. Bitterness is when you just let it completely take over your soul, your spirit, and you just you don't want to find your way out of that anger that turns it to hate, you know. Being tired of something is just trying to leave it alone, walk away from it, and when that part keeps trying to enter back into your energy, into your space, you're like, I don't want this anymore. And they look at it as, why are you so bitter? I'm not bitter. I'm just tired. Leave me alone. That's it.
Exactly.
Okay.
I am not bitter. I am tired of the bullcrap. That's right.
Yes. It's a good one.
No, I'm looking for futility. That was dope.
So true.
Man.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
That last line. It got me, queen. It got me. That last line.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Sure. So before you go, Queen, what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Well, in the Epiphany Universe, every Monday night at 9 p.m., I am one half host of King and Queen's Quarters with my co-host, King Atterbury. And on our show, we discuss the royal perspective on a wide variety of different topics. So, you know, come through and check us out for good music and good vibes. And also on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on the Let's Talk Network, we also have a show called The Poetry Corner. And poets are welcome to come and, you know, check in and share your work and grow with us, grow with the family on both networks.
That's
about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you too.
All right, so now we're going to send you into your other half of King and Queen's Quarters. He's in there chilling, having a drink. So I guess he's contemplating it's the ills of the world.
please
have a good time in the Love Lounge and just chill out. You got your favorite libation and whatever you want. You got it.
Sure will. Thank you.
All right. One love,
one love,
mic.
One mic.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
Ziva. Let's have a station identification.
Okay.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is coming upon the 10 o'clock hour, and if you'd like to participate, please do. The number is 319-527-6300, and press that one, y'all. We really want to hear what's in your mind about tonight's topic. So, Diva, I'm going to try automatic one more time and see what's going on.
Okay. All right.
All right. Auto, are you there? Welcome to the Love Zone. Okay. Auto, are you muted? Auto, you there? Okay. Well, Diva, hopefully.
Yeah.
We will come back to him again, hopefully.
All right.
So now our station manager is he's hanging at the bar, I know he is. But we're gonna bring him in at 10, so he got a couple of more minutes with Kalinda, and then we're gonna see if he could give us the rundown for the week. So in the interim, Diva, how about some music?
I got you.
To be in love alone, so I'm trying my best not to overreact, but I need to know right now, no lies, just facts. So if you love me, just say so, 'cause I can't play these games with you no more. So if you love me, just say so. I need to know from you right now before I go.
Just that I can feel I'm falling deep, and I don't wanna fall unless you're falling.
Baby, I hope that you understand. It's a form of peace of mind.
Eva, that is a beautiful song.
Yeah, I do. I love that song. I'm a fan of PJ Morton and JoJo, though. I really am. I've been a fan of, what's the name, of JoJo, God, since she was a little girl. I watched her grow up. She all grown up now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if I can sneak our station manager in, if you would, and do the lineup from his Lady Love at the bar. Hello, Poetic. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Hey,
So, would you give us the rundown, please, sir, if you would?
Do you hear me okay?
Crystal clear.
Okay. Yeah, I get it right now.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night to the Get Down with your host, Anonymity, guest host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Express Your Vibe with Miss VIP and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night is going to be Poetic Therapy with the Pearl and Negra and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, we got the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, you just heard from King and Queen, but we got King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, we got Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back here for another edition of the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Zen.
Back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man.
My pleasure. All now, right. If you'll excuse me, I got to get back to my hot drink and the hot bartender.
Oh, Lord.
One love, one night. I see you, boy. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Oh, my goodness.
I love my Epiphany family. Y'all about crazy. I love y'all, though. I'm about to tell you.
Wow. Well, Diva, oh, my goodness. I'm still in a very, very mellow mood. So how about you grace us one more time in the mic? How about that?
I got something. I got a little something for you, which is called Her Diary.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Love is second nature to her, like breathing. And as natural as the replenishing rain giving life to what's necessary. She's experienced along the way caused an unnatural suppression of what's natural to her. She is water. And like the ocean, her love has many undiscovered, unexplored encounters. Because it is beyond understanding of why it just is and remains. Her intentions are pure and true, and she set them in motion. But love, love had a different plan. Love needed to teach her one more lesson, a lesson on how to strengthen her core. Sometimes it's hard to recognize love after offering it to those who've been frivolous with emotions and so cavalier with her heart. She finds herself kneeling and praying for better days, but those days don't seem to come right away. Creating a daily overflowing river of tears that start to resemble broken project faucets and busted pipes. To the point where her hands have become too slippery to pick up the broken pieces of her smiling face and exposing her true feelings, wishing that she was one of those who was careless enough to break trust instead of being the one who stays true to holding their secrets hidden deep in her heart, like her diary. Match that piece.
That's a beautiful, beautiful piece. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, Diva, I know you got something else. You got an arsenal of poems. I know you do. What else you bringing for our listening pleasure?
You know what? I got an oldie, and it's called Poetry Heals.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I was healed by poetry. I was messed up in my mind, peace I couldn't find, wondering if healing could ever be for someone, anyone messed up like me. I found myself looking in the mirror. I needed to purge. It couldn't have been clearer. So I picked up my pen. Didn't take long to find paper to figure me out, figuratively, this caper, to find out how to heal for real, to no longer wear the mask. I needed help, realizing all I needed to do was ask. Poetry came somewhat easy. I learned from the best. Epiphany had me in its heart, and God knew what he was doing when I was brought into the fold. I have a beautiful extended family. My smile radiates from the inside out. Some say it's truly a sight to behold. I love how iron sharpens iron. I loved how I'm cared for. Poetry shared with my family is dope. We're each other's keeper when we reach the end of our rope. We tie a knot and hang on. We may even cry. What's best is that poetry truly heals. It's a forever thing, ride or die. And that's that piece.
Ooh, yes. Okay, Diva. Yes, yes, yes. A lot of poetry is a forever thing. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Poetry never runs. It never dies. It doesn't go anywhere. It's infinite. As long as we exist, poetry will exist. Because poetry is us.
Yes.
Wow, that's what's up. I think Queen Simmons has another piece for us as well, though.
Absolutely. Let's bring her back, and then we're going to move
on
to our next caller.
All right.
Thank you for coming back, Queen.
No problem. Glad to be here.
So you have another proclamation for us. Or an edict.
I got it going a little smoother. It's the love zone after all. I got it going a little bit.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready?
The mic is yours.
Yeah.
When you kiss me, let the moonlight guide you. Find your way by your senses. Follow your bliss. Get drunk off the scent. Let your thirst guide you. I'm yearning to quench the moon cutting obsidian curve at my throat. Run your tongue through my clavicle like a honey pot hole. Don't use your eyes. It won't make sense. Where visual ends, eternal begins. Besides, you got me under your skin. Pheromones got every muscle standing at attention. We don't need inventions. Lead with your senses. Heed your intuition. The last thing you need in this moment is vision. When you kiss me, do it blindly. Let the heat of my wanting show you where it's warm. Let I be a comfort, pull you in from the storm. Let me take the pain away, leaving you calm. You don't need eyes to get what you want. Be led by the moonlight, get lost in my arms. Let go of what ails you inside of my palms. Uncover my glow like a night full of stars. Let's form constellations, seek me in the dark. When you kiss me, let your hunger guide you. Use your lips, be it sweat or slip or love or spit, I am a readied pool of liquid for you. Be led by your thirst, baby. I've got the juice. I'm built for the impact, and I won't refuse. The rough and the carnal, I'll take the abuse. As you breathe in a guttural growl in my ear, and you hold both my wrists and my arms in the air, when you kiss me, do it artistically. Intricately display your desire for me. Lavish me with wet strokes, leaving me bone-soaked. You be Jason Pollock, and I'll be a canvas. Let your imagination run the gambit from romantic to downright mannish. I want a verbal tongue lashing, so thorough it hurts. Speak Spanish to my panties, so thorough you burp. Lose yourself in our rhythm, open your eyes. Look at me, let's build in this moment, delay its release. I'll grip your impatience with a velvet squeeze. In the dark, climb this peak with me, till we're losing our minds. Let the moon be a voyeur as you come in and out, in and out of time. And that's that piece.
Ooh, that was okay.
Off
your
ass. The temperature
was
the rose in my house, 10 degrees. I'm sweating.
Yes. Lord,
help me. Oh, man. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What is that line where something ends and eternal begins?
What?
Let me see. Where visual ends, eternal begins.
Lord,
I'm
have mercy.
Stuck on the
yes,
tongue
yes,
lashing.
Yes, yes, yes. Help us, Lord.
I'm stuck on the tongue lashing. I'm trying
help
to tell
us.
You. Oh, have mercy. Mm-mm. I try to keep thoughts
you know
for that out of my head. No,
oh,
I'm
not
doing
that visual. I was really trying. Mm-hmm. I was trying.
Oh,
Nah, I got to go to bed on that. Yep.
Lord,
that's what I'm saying. Queen, thank you so much again. Oh my
You're so
God,
welcome.
We appreciate you.
Nate, no problem. Thank you. Great lady.
Not enough for the lava lamp and candles tonight.
Oh.
All right, Zeke. Oh. Thanks so much. One love, one mic.
Coming in here doing that to us like that.
You're not trying not to think about me. I'm not to.
God.
You know, with the hands get the arms up. I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay. Tell me why I'm stuck on the tongue lashing.
Hey, I know. God. All right. Well, let's continue. Diva, next on the mic is our Diva from Canada, Lady A. How you doing, Diva?
Well,
Lady A.
I'm just enjoying your comments. Oh my goodness, that was a great poem.
It was.
How are you doing?
You guys are hilarious, though.
We didn't do it.
Oh my goodness.
That was Queen Simmons. She did that.
I know, right?
You could write a poem just with your comments. I thought it was so funny. Oh, she's got a beautiful voice, though, doesn't she? And cadence in her reads. I love listening to her. She's fantastic.
Yes, I am.
She came in here and do what she did to us.
Yeah, she came in here and did the same to us.
So no. I really kind of thought about it until the hands went, the arms went up. I'm like, oh, come on. And all that, and I'm like, yeah, man. Anyway,
yes.
Oh my, that was hilarious. Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. My Canadian diva. Our Canadian
yes.
diva. Do you think about tonight's topic? Is closure overrated or not? And if you feel you need it, why? Or do you just leave it alone?
Yeah, that was a good question. I was reading that. That was a good question because I think if we're really honest, I mean, if a guy breaks up with you and you want to have closure, really it's you just want to see him one more time, you know, try to convince him to stay. And closure, I mean, you close the door, it's done, it's done. Don't make a fool out of yourself. And that's how I look at it anyways. Closure is when they say, I don't love you anymore, you know, or I never did. And it should be, because I think we have a tendency, both male and female, I think we have a tendency to make fools out of ourselves. Once somebody breaks up with us, like we're begging and crying and like, fuck that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anybody
trying to be? Like, you know, you want to go see ya. I got better things to do, like wash my hair.
Right.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, you're right, though. Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right. Yeah.
We're worth more than groveling. Absolutely.
We ain't groveling. We ain't going to.
You know what? Honestly, I don't recall myself groveling, but I did make that call several times, like, what's up, baby? Can I see you?
Yeah.
And like I said, they made it so easy for me to keep doing that until I got tired and I recognized, you know what, I don't need to be here. I got to stop doing this. He don't appreciate me. He doesn't deserve me. So I'm going to stop. I ain't going to make that call no more. I'm not. But when I stop making the call, that's when he started making the call. Let me
know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you want? Didn't you just get married like a year ago? Why are you calling me? Can't you give your relationship a chance? No, this is some real, this is very real. Like, can't you give your relationship a chance? Well, she was messing around. I'm not your consolation prize. Sorry.
Why? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I remember one time this guy asked, he had a girlfriend, and he was always trying to go out with me, and he wanted me to be his part-time old lady. I said, no, that's okay. I'm trying to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play fiddle to anybody, right?
Okay. Some people, you know, they just have no limits. Like I said, takers have no limits, you know. And as long as you allow someone to do something to you, they will. They'll continue to do it.
That's exactly right.
And they won't have any qualms about it, you know.
They'll
be going home for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're better than that. We're worth more than that.
I know why.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off being stuck in a relationship that the other person doesn't really love you. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That relationship I was in was pretty much based on a lustful thing, and I just couldn't recognize it at first. You know, it was lust and control. But when I did, he couldn't understand. What happened? Yeah. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to happen ever again. Stay over there.
Well, how come they don't believe you, though? They don't believe you until you really, really, really start ignoring them, stop taking the calls, blocking and all that stuff. Then they finally get the hint after all that time.
It isn't that they don't believe you. It's just that you've allowed them back in and allowed the repetitive behavior so much, so many times that they think that it's going to continue because you've allowed it to go on so much, you know, until you actually just put up that blockade and cut ties. Because as long as you stay in contact or allow them to be in contact with you, they're going to keep coming at you. That relationship I was in was one of them ones where I had to really just, like, break every bit of communication, no communication with our mutual associates, with friends, because I was good friends with his best friend, which happened to be a female.
Wow.
And, you know, that was his way of getting through to me, you know, asking her questions, having her come see me. I'm like,
oh,
girl,
Lord.
Please. Do you ever think you'll give him a chance? No, because he took me too much bullshit. He's a noodle. No. It's crazy. It's life. Yeah.
All right, Diva. You are up. You are ready to hear your piece whenever you are.
Okay. I am torn between two pieces, and but I think I just made up my mind. And this is a poem. It's called Life in Death Preserved. And this is a true story about a patient that I had. Anyways, here it goes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. She lay unresponsive in her hospital bed. In the next room, her daughters all cried. Fear, anxiety ran away with their thoughts. I went into the room to see why. A moaning came from the hospital bed. My experience said it was not pain. The girls sat together all holding hands. We're afraid, was their refrain. Medical information was given. They needed much more. It was sad. Your mother can hear you here in this room. Her moans are calling you to sit by her bed. For young girls, adults, it's true. Dying, she worried for them. She needed to know they would all be okay on each other. When she's gone, they'll depend. Music was her calling in life. Music and her daughters, all four. The moaning got louder as I calmed the girls. She was calling the girls she adored. Still, they were timid to come back to the room. I left and went to her side. Quietly, I sang familiar hymns. Her moaning ebbed like the sea's tide. One by one, the daughters came in. Together, they made a fine choir. They began remembering and smiled. Their voices and love made me cry. 2 precious hours together they spent. They sat by her side in the night. She lay quietly listening to them until her spirit left, her soul took flight. Preserving life while here on this earth, our bodies are only on loan. The spirit within us is renting this space. Forever is where we call home. End poem.
Wow. Oh, wow. That was very touching. Very, very touching. Yeah.
Thank you. This was a really special time, this particular patient, and that particular night. And I was doing the evening shift. I was getting off at 11:30. I stayed till 12. And the last hour or two that I was there, I spent quite a bit of time in there explaining what was going on. There were 4 girls. The oldest might have been, I don't know, 30. The youngest was about 22. And it was a beautiful experience. But their mother, she was calling them. You could tell. She could hear them in the palliative lounge was in the next room over. And they were talking. She wanted them in with her. And she was calling to them. And I tried to explain it to them, and they were really good about it. They didn't understand what was happening, and I explained what to expect, and you know, just not to be afraid. And I said, just come in the room and sit around and talk as if you're sitting at your kitchen table. Talk amongst yourselves and remember things, Christmas or birthdays or something special with your mother involved. And I said, she just wants to hear your voices. And so that's what they did. And then I left about 12 o'clock, and then I didn't often go to funeral parlors, but I did go to this lady's funeral parlor, to the funeral parlor. And all 4 of the girls came to me. And this was these are the gifts that I got with my career that just meant so much to me. And they all gathered around me, and they thanked me. And they said, you taught us not to be afraid. You showed us, because they said, we don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. And I kept saying, just be you. Just be yourself. And she said, we had, they spent 2 hours, they told me that she, before she died. But she said, we had the best time sitting with her and reminiscing about our lives together. And it was, you know, anyways, it was just a really beautiful experience. And this poem, I had to write it, so just to kind of keep it in without forgetting.
That was a very beautiful piece. See why it sounded the way it did. That was very special poem.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that, lady.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, your delivery just, it takes me places sometimes. Like when I hear my diva, you know, poetry, I can see immediately. And this really tugged at me, like it got me. And I'm like, wow. And all I could think of was, woo, like to breathe it out, because any minute now I might start weeping around here. So, but anyway, it was beautiful, Lady A. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
One love, one night. Yes.
One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Man, Dave, let me just play one more snippet, and that's going to be it. And we're ready for the next caller. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio for Real Network Entertainment. So anyway, it is 10:30, and if you're coming in, come on, because at 11, the Block Talk Lady is going to cut everybody off, especially the ones who are streaming. So you know, you have no filter, no filter.
No forever, honey. Yeah.
Mhm. Oh my goodness. One of my faves is on for Mike. I'm just gonna let him come on in. Hey, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you tonight?
Oh really? I'm in the Love Zone.
Oh, J. Rock, the wise son. How you doing?
Just stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Oh my!
Lord,
that's what I feel.
Oh my goodness!
My fault.
We are having a lot.
Good evening, ladies. How are you
good
all?
How are you, J. Rob?
I'm pretty good. What's going on?
We've been waiting on you.
You be lying? Talk while we're waiting on you.
He always waiting on you.
Yes.
All the time.
Oh, so I'm the slow jam you always waiting to play. What did y'all say before I got here? Because I know Van was in here and some other handsome dude was in here. Probably Mojave came through with his sexy self.
Nope.
So don't try to. What did Bugs Bunny say? Don't try to soft soap me.
Well, never. You got your own spot in spotlight.
Mm-hmm. I got my own spot, huh?
Yeah. As soon as I seen your nothing, I seen your number, and I said, "Oh, it's a one."
I seen your number. Oh Lord.
God.
Oh my goodness.
I had to get up, walk down the hallway for a second, and find myself, and come back.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this stuff? Do you hear this?
I do. I hear it, ma'am. I do hear it.
What's all you ever hear? Man, you're like, don't try to soft soap me.
Wait till the show is over. You did
that. I was lit.
So yeah. I like it when.
Occasionally, you know, sometimes the words make sense.
They always make sense. When you speak, they always make sense to me. Always.
Yeah.
They're simplified and beautified and longed for. Please give us more. I must be some kind of poet or something. Boy.
Lord.
Diva,
ask him the question.
Oh, where's my glasses? Oh, Lord, I put my glasses on. All right. I got you. J-Rob, the wise son. Why do you think you need closure? Or is it just overrated, or would you rather just leave it alone?
Wow. Why do people need closure? Good question. I think in some cases people need closure because they just need to figure out what it is that caused this relationship to break up and just need final tally. Just, if we going to not be together no more, just tell me what went wrong before you go your way. Some people need to hear that. And sometimes it really depends on people and situations and circumstances, because you're not obligated to give somebody closure. You ain't obligated to give you closure. You know, in the rule book, if you decide to leave because the person is getting on your nerves and you're like, you know what? Bye. You ain't obligated to tell them why you're leaving. You're like, you want to know why I left? Go in the bathroom, clean that piece of glass, and look straight ahead.
There you go.
Your mirror will never lie to you as to why I left.
Not once.
Wow.
Not once.
I heard that.
Your mirror will never lie to you.
Nope. That is true. Not even the person on the other side of it.
Mm-mm. I hear that. Oh, but what do I know?
A lot.
I don't know, but there's a lot. Yeah.
A lot more than you let on. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't nobody paying me no mind. I'm just a chubby fat dude with a pen.
I like
a chubby
meat.
Fat dude.
I like meat.
Mm-hmm.
A chubby fat dude with a pen.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of paper. A whole hell of a lot of comic books.
You know what they say about fat, right?
About who?
You know what they say about fat?
Yeah.
If it's fat there, that's where the seasoning's at. It's flavor and fat.
No, they say, yum. Look at how much weight you done. You got fat.
I don't know about that.
There's some people that know you and like you. They be like, damn, you were so slim. You all big and stuff. And you got to inhale so that you don't slap them across the jaw. Leave my chubbiness alone. I'm sexy.
That's right.
Like, leave my sexiness alone.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
That's all that is.
Mm-hmm. So, J-Rob, the wife, what you got good for us to listen to tonight?
I ain't got nothing to deal with closure because I'm that cat that never got closure. Everyone pretty much left, and you call a house and like, can you just tell me something? Like, if you call me one more time, so you left to walk the streets by yourself. Like, never mind then. I'll just be sad.
Oh, good.
Well, it's like that sometimes. It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've walked in the rain by myself, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's a question. Do I have to do something romantic? Or something
no.
in the spirit of the love zone? I mean, love zone?
No, you don't.
Oh, cool.
Actually, we weren't really doing romantic tonight. We were doing closure, something on closure.
Yeah, but closure is so sad because, you know, that's the end.
It can be. Unless you happily skippity-dipping away from, you know.
Y'all know my favorite song. That's the closure song. That's my joy. But let me see what I can pull. I did nothing. I'll do something very short.
You should make a poem about that. You should make a poem very free.
If I write a piece about it, it'll just turn to comedy, and then no one will take me serious. But I'll keep this piece very short, though.
All right.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. You see, the first time I saw her was from a distance. And the vision of her was so magnificent, with humbling innocence, that her beauty seemed to have made the sun slowly French kiss rainbows long enough to change the skyward patterns of sunsets that appear in different color kaleidoscopes of a vision spectacle. A visual spectacle that has seized the moment of forever, that is as different as every single snowflake that the clouds allow to open, that are warm reminders that if missed moments of perfection are missed while happening daily, they are not going to have replicas of days that have gone by and will never repeat themselves twice in the same lifetime. Hence why I only have one chance. One chance to get you to fall in love with me forever. And that's the only chance I'm ever going to get to make you happy. One chance. in peace.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I understand. I do understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get it.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Does it every week, Deva.
All the time. And he wonders why I talk the way I do to him.
I do nothing.
It doesn't. You know what?
Well,
it doesn't matter what he reads. He could read Humpty Dumpty, the cow jumped over the moon. Hey, diddle, diddle. Little.
And it's still.
Miss Muffet.
Yeah.
It still would move me in some kind of way. It would touch me some kind of way because his flow, his tone, his energy, it's like you do a slight build up and then you push and then you bring it right down ever so gently and then keep it on even plane and then you bring it right back up again a little bit and then you do the same thing and it's consistent. It's erratically consistent and I like that. I like it a lot. Thank you.
I like to play with the inflictions.
You do. That you do. That you do.
Yeah. Yes. You know, if I may, your poetry reminds me of, like, when we say you always do it for us, it's almost like Marvin Gaye. Like, you can do any piece you want. It just comes out just so good. And I say Marvin Gaye. Now, you know, he was secular, and he was a little religious a little bit or spiritual, but when he sang the Star Spangled Banner, remember that? The national anthem, remember that? And everybody went buck wild. And that's how I feel about your poetry, though. You, Danielle's right. You can recite anything, and we sit there like, and it's just amazing. So, but that was a beautiful piece. Yeah. And thank you so much,
Actually, I thank you both for allowing me a chance to come on your show and have fun with you. Y'all are the best ever.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, shucks, D. Williker.
Oh, stop it. Lady.
Well, J-Rod, let us be the ones to escort you to the Love Lounge and your favorite cigars and favorite libation is waiting for you. We got you.
You had me at cigars, baby. I'm good.
All right. All right. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, ladies.
One love, one mic.
But Diva, I'm right, though. I'm right. He's almost like, see, Mojave just makes me swoon all the daggone time. But John is like, he can recite something conscious and something this and something that, and I'm like, So the distinction between all the poets is amazing. They come and kick it every week. So, Viva, I'm going to try Otto one last time and see if he's here yet. All right?
Okay. All right.
Automatic Charismatic, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you? Uh-oh. Sounds like he's having some difficulty. Well, we don't hear you, Otto.
Well, we can try again next show.
Like he was really fun. Yeah. All of you got next show for sure. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is approximately, well, it is a little after 10:45. So, you want to get it in, get it in. And we're waiting for you. So, Diva, how about one last song?
All right, I got you.
What you say, but I hate you on most days. You've been testing my faith and my patience, yeah. And you know that I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong, telling me to relax when I'm reacting. But I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're mine. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose, yeah. What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, I even have a choice when I'm gonna have to pick my poison. Have you hurt me so good, so good? And even when you cross tears, you're the one to wipe them away. Maybe that's the reason I stay. But I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're mine. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose. What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh,
is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Yeah.
I don't care what she says. I really
mm-hmm.
like her. But
exactly.
You know what? A lot of her music speaks on certain events in my lifetime. And that's what keeps me drawn to her as well. So, yeah. I remember going through that. You know, having to choose like that between my heart and myself. And, poor child, that battle right there. Ain't no joke.
Okay. Diva, we have an amazing poet next on the line.
Hey, Diva.
Thank you, beautiful lady.
I feel special tonight, now. Shoot, we got one thing.
I got to tell you, I've been waiting for y'all all day. I was like, I'm going to call. I'm going to press one. And then tornadoes touch down in Louisville. We're fine, but we have a tree down. And I'm all stressed out about it because it's all up against the house and fences damaged and all this stuff happened. So it just happened at like 9 o'clock tonight. And so we were in my mom's basement like right when the show was starting.
And so
came back home. We have tree issues, so it's all good though because everybody's okay. And the tornado was like 15 minutes away from us. Thank goodness. There's all kinds of pictures going around. Yes.
It's been crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm glad you
heard something on the news about that. Well, you here now, baby, and you can open mic for you as always. Yes, always.
Mm-hmm.
I did see something on the news about that.
I'm glad you did.
That's what's up. I'm glad you did too. Yes.
Yeah. So, I see you've been listening to tonight's show. So, what do you think about closure? Do you need it? Is it necessary? Is it overrated? Or are you just going to walk away from it and do what you do?
Y'all know I'm crazy. I need some damn closure. I am so crazy. I have to have closure. Even if that means I write my own damn closure. I might just write it down and make my own closure. But I'm going to have some closure.
I hear that.
Right.
I can see you with your hand on your hip talking about, you going to tell me
something. That's why it's over.
If not, I'll just make it up in my head. I'm going to have my closure. If I got to make it up myself, I'm going to have it.
I hear that, girl.
Wow. So, all right, young lady. So now that you've let us know how you feel about it, because you're going to get it one way or the other, what you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I have a new piece. It's not really a love zone piece. It's kind of more of just random.
Okay.
That's all right. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Romans 13 tells us God perfected poet to write right, to be holder of line and space ruler, determine damnation, drama wrongs into right, poet be punisher and praise maker, sky opener, line scraper, stroke a crooked straight, deliverer on judgment day, poet be peacemaker. God say, obey poet. Drink ink, any flavor. Rough ride, dead poets escape. Open up shop for poet drop draws. Sketch Little Kim and Marvin Gaye. Honor poet rows of magic and strange ones with no melanin. No limit rhymes of grapes. Let's get it on. God said, submit to poet. Honor craft and instruction. Touch blood red lips, green leaf fingertips, love slim shady, don't be. Make limbs turn, weather storm, hurricane squeeze, tornado twist, juice the poet back. Applaud ruler of penmanship, the intellect not appearance. Pay for stanzas like Will's marriage pays for love of pop. Submit to poet like white girl should have sat that one out. Give last dollar for fix like this mouth, middle-aged white female poet would adhere to God's instruction written here if it meant the return of the greatest pop. flannel shirt, mic stand, clutch rod, full length, don't short skirt poems journey, kiss panty, give poet to breath, let poet own castle and the hill and the corner and the block, oh dog for poet, and Sharif for poet too. Make sure poet projects, balls, points, and ballpoints, click, click, see the words, clickety, click, add tax. Be unsure whether you care if you live or die. Taste poet's words like Kane's blood coats throat with, I don't know, Grandpa. Die if it means poet's last words live. Sacrifice self so poet can eulogy all mankind. Between poet's lines is where your ends meet. Give your two shorts to poets. Make young millionaires with no high school diplomas flip ghettos into fortunes like a prayer. Recite poets' poem for healing. Kiss poets' toes. Madonna their freedom, poetic justice. Fast, liquid for poet. Make doves cry. Pimps tell me something good. Affirm the poet. Adorn with golds the poetic prince. Cocoa butter the princess poet. Adam and ink, purple rain forever. Because God said everybody needs a poet. That's that piece.
All right now. God said everybody needs a poet.
I love it. Yo, coming in here like that.
Blazing fire.
God said.
Thank y'all.
Yo. That was so dope.
What a way to end the show. What a way to end the show.
Wow.
Amazing.
That was so dope. I can't wait to the playback so I can listen to this again. I am such a fan of yours. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You got this crazy flow. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That was so dope. I got to get some snaps.
That was amazing.
Thank
God.
Thank
y'all.
The poet, big.
You are a big lady. I'm telling you, come
she
in.
Is.
Fire us up. Thank you. I appreciate y'all so much.
Oh, man. Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that playback as well.
I got to say, shout out Ed Mabry for the prompt because he said take a Bible verse. And I know y'all be sending me send out random workshops, and I apologize if I send y'all something that don't work, but I'm just trying to share with people that he had given out the prompt that you had to pick any Bible verse and flip it to the most extreme way possible. And, of course, you know me, I had to make it about poets.
You
right,
did
right,
that.
Right.
I'm telling you now, you
did
that. You did
amazing.
That.
Wow. Thank
you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
Yes, one love, one mic. Love, see the worst.
Peace.
Wow.
That is a way to end the show. Yes.
She is amazing.
Oh, definitely. She is.
I tell you, she's a beast.
Poet. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's killing
she's
it.
So dope.
Yes.
Amazing. Wow. Well, Diva, the time has come. And, oh, my goodness, what a show. What a show.
Yes,
so thank you
yes.
for being my ride or die, my sister, and my soul drive.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, thank you so much for participating tonight. We love you guys, and we truly, truly appreciate you guys coming through each week and blazing the mic. I think this week Gwen C gets the bill. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to give her the bill.
She
burned the mic
just
up.
She burned up the microphone. Yes,
mm-hmm.
she did.
Yeah, I'm going to have to send her the bill. Everybody, please stay safe, you know. But all the violence that's going on today, I just want y'all to be safe. Think about what you're doing before you do it. And watch your surroundings. Anyway, God bless you guys. Thank you. Diva?
Yes. What she said. Y'all, yeah, I want y'all to continue to be safe. You know, they say we got another strain of this crap out here again. So they about to put another mask mandate out there for us to start wearing them again because it's some more stuff getting ready to hit us. So, you know, y'all just do what you got to do, and if you're not feeling well, if you feel sick, you know you're sick, then stay away from people until then. Don't go out there carelessly, you know, not giving a
about nobody and just spreading germs, too easy. And just continue to love yourselves and respect one another. And I'm going to take us out with a song, Diva. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
All right.
One love, y'all.
One love. Peace.